Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Is anyone rustling something out there? There's a crackle on the line. Okay, that's better. All right, we're going to start the open session of the Pacifica National Board. Tonight is Friday evening, December 11th, 2009, and I'm going to call the meeting to order. The meeting is now brought to order. And Richard Uzel, will you please take the roll?
Okay, George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rollins. Sandra Rollins. Wendy Sorrell. Wendy Sorrell. Susan Young.
Here.
Diabetiaco. Diabetiaco. Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Yeah.
A.C. Bird. A.C. Bird. Lizette King. Lizette. Lizette King. Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton.
Here.
Sophia Wangaza.
Wireless.
You there, Fia? I thought I heard you. But, okay. Sherry Gindelman? Sherry Gindelman? Sherry Gindelman? Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Joe Wanzala?
Richard, did you hear me? This is Sherry.
Sherry, okay, I got you.
Thanks.
Joe Wanzala. Joe. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Boy, he sounds good. Leslie Radford. Can't hear you, Leslie. Rico Ross. Okay, real quickly, Sandra Rollin. Wendy Sorrell. Sandra? Okay. Wendy Sorrell. Both of you. Nita Bediaco. Nia. AC Bird. AC. Lizette King.
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza. Sophia. Joe Wanzala. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much.
Arlene is here too.
Who is that?
Arlene.
Hi, Arlene, okay.
Welcome, Arlene.
Thank you.
And I think Ricardo's there, right?
Richard?
Yes,
Richard?
Who's that?
This is Nia. I'm here.
Okay, got you in.
Thanks.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Richard. Next thing on the agenda is to find a timekeeper.
Happy to do it, Grace, if you need.
Okay, Sean, thanks. Next thing is agenda approval. Are there any additions, corrections, to this agenda? This is a continuation meeting, and actually any agenda additions would need a two-thirds vote. So I'm just mentioning that if there's any adjustments, I would like to bring them up now. Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to the minutes. We have three sets of minutes that Richard sent us earlier today, and I would request that we look at the first set of minutes The first set of minutes is from the open in-person meeting in Houston. So if you can put your attention on that, those minutes. And if there are any corrections or if someone would like to put forward a motion to approve that set of minutes, please come forward with that motion.
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes from the in-person meeting on October 9th through 11th in Houston, Texas?
Grace, this is Nia. I'm not objecting. I just haven't read them.
Okay, so
I just abstain.
Okay, so Richard, can
not object.
Please note in tonight's minutes Nia's abstention. If there are no further objections to the approval,
please note my abstention as well. I haven't had the chance to read them as well. This is Susan.
Okay.
Grace, this is Sherry. I wasn't there. I have to abstain.
Okay. So we have three abstentions. Richard, if you'll note those, is there any objection to approving these minutes?
Grace?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Wendy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Jim.
Okay. I have to abstain also because I didn't have a chance to read them.
Okay, so we have a number of abstentions. Wendy, did you want to say something?
Well, so I see here these minutes came today at 3:48. Is that correct?
Yes.
I wonder if I haven't read them either. I hate to ask for this, but it's 3 days worth of in-person meeting, which is kind of a big deal, right? I don't want to vote.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to... postpone the...
I move to postpone till Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second? All right. Is there any objection to postponing this until Sunday? Hearing no objection, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is not continuing nominations for affiliate director. And we have two other interviews to go. We have Dave Beaton, and we have Ifia Wangaza. I believe Ifia is traveling at this time to a conference. I don't believe she's on the call. Ifia, are you there? No, I think she's traveling and not able to be on the call.
She's not. She said she wasn't going to be there.
Okay. And Dave, are you here? Would you like to present speak to the PNB about why you would like to continue as the affiliate director, as an affiliate director, and take questions and answers.
In order, Madam Chair, is there a timekeeper?
Yes, there is.
Okay, sorry.
Dave?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Okay, would you like to state your case as to why you would like to continue to be the affiliate director, and affiliate director?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine. And you will have 20 minutes. First, you know, introduce yourself, and of course, we know you, but explain why you'd like to stay on, and then we'll have questions and answers for you.
Okay. Well, it's been an interesting year.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is your timekeeper. You have 1 hour on here. How would you like me to break that down?
Okay, well, this is a continuing agenda. We already used up a good part of that hour.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have 20 minutes for Dave.
Okay, so it's 20 minutes. That's what I needed. Yes. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
Rico
right.
On the call, Madam Chair.
Thanks, Rico. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, it's been an interesting year. For those of you who don't recall, I'm program director for WSLR and LPFM station in Sarasota. I also sit on our promotions committee and our technical committee. I sat on the PNB's programming committee, the personnel committee, and the affiliates task force this past year. I want to start out by saying that I appreciate all of you and your commitment to Pacifica. I know it's taken a lot of your time and energy, and I hope in the coming year that we can all come together and start to solve some of our financial difficulties and try to do some visioning a little farther into the future than 6 months. We need to move forward. Hopefully this coming year, I see us moving forward as a stronger, more stable network of community stations. And I'd like to serve Pacifica again with your support. I look forward to reinvigorating the task force, convening a productive programming committee, and working wherever else is needed. I have ideas for the affiliate task force that I can share with you later on if you have some questions. And I think that the programming committee will be working on standardizing procedures and practices that support local programming and an eye or an ear towards national programming. On the personnel committee, I worked on the ED search and the CFO search, and I think we've moved ahead in basically a fair and transparent way. And one of the questions that was brought up to other affiliate nominees was, what challenges do you see? Well, what always stares us in the face is our financial challenges, and we need to come together with a longer plan, a longer-term plan on how to address these that has different branches to it than just going forwards to our listeners. And, of course, we've got governance challenges that we've not really addressed this year. Hopefully we can address some of those governance challenges this coming year. And we haven't spent a lot of time thinking in terms of a network, of a viable network of 150 or more stations. And I think we need to, that's a challenge that if we don't extend our family and bring our family closer together, we have a possibility of losing members of the family. And then there's the looming challenge of technology. And we're going to have to address that. The changes in technology are going to force us to change, or our listeners will make the changes on their own. People are changing, the technology is changing, and we've got to stay, with the times. Pacifica, of course, has a great potential, and in the past has met that potential many times. And once again, we are at that crossroads where we need to move forward. Whatever happens, I want you to know it's been a pleasure serving with all of you. I hope I've been seen as a productive member of the PMB. Community radio is in my heart, as well as I know it's in your heart and soul, and it's an endeavor that takes a lot of time and commitment. And I want to thank our board members, programmers, and listeners for all their support and their commitment to community radio. I still have the heart for community radio, and I hope that you think I would be well served on the board again. And I want to thank you for allowing me to serve this time. Any questions?
George Stack.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, George, go ahead.
Dave, how do you see bringing the affiliates more into the family? And how to strengthen those relationships, and what's the role of the affiliates task force and its relationship to the affiliates and the PNB in doing that?
Well, I think the word task force is the word we need to focus on. Task force is a group of experts that come together to solve a problem. And I think we need to present the task force with some problems, or they can come up with some of our problems and help us with the solutions. There is a wealth of experts out there in community radio, whether it be in fund drives, technology, developing new stations. So it has to be governmentally restructured. I don't think it has to be a committee. I think it has to be an organization, a group of organizations. The question is, I don't have all the answers on how to structure that. I would like to work with Ursula and the other affiliate rep to try to put together a proposal. I don't think there's been enough affiliate representation on the task force. There has been affiliate testifying, but active affiliate participation, I think, is lacking. And I think if we had projects that we could go to those affiliates and propose these are projects that we need worked on, or they would come to us with projects that they feel need to be worked on to help Pacifica, they would work on them and they would participate. The task force has been more of a sounding board for issues and not producing not producing involvement of the members to solve our problems. It's kind of like they're our distant cousins, and I think that they need to play a greater role in helping us with these problems, whether it be a national finance fundraising campaign through the affiliates, whether it be developing a microloan program for new stations, helping supporting new stations being building out their infrastructure, and assisting us with our new technology and development. A lot of the affiliates have already moved ahead farther than the five flagship stations in terms of technology. And I think even if you look at governmental structure or you look at procedures and policies, the affiliates tend to have a better grip on procedures and policies than some of the stations in the five. So it is a challenge, but in speaking to active affiliate people, they as some people do, they tend to shy away from Pacifica because of all the political nature and problems. What the affiliates want to do is they want to get stations up and running and be productive and increase their listenership and increase the support for Pacifica. But they don't want to be involved in a lot of the political discussions and the political posturing that goes on. And they'd be better off used as experts to focus on problems.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Any other questions for Dave?
Sean for the stack.
Okay, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, Dave, it has been a real pleasure working with you. You have been a soothing influence on a sometimes very coarse board, and I thank you for that. And since George stole my first question, I'll go to a second one. Could you just very quickly tell us about what are some of the governmental challenges you perceive? And then also, when you talk about our technological challenges, are you talking about digital and the possibility that might give us to work across or in a multilingual way? Because that is something particularly for us over here in Los Angeles that we are very intrigued by because we have so many various communities that speak so many languages. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure serving with you, Sean. Governance problems, governance structures. I think the board is too big. The PMB is too big, and people probably know that that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be problematic. Any bylaws change is problematic, but I think both sides might agree that it's kind of unmanageable, and if we could reduce just by one member from each of the five stations, I think that it would make it a more productive board if we went from 20 to 15 representatives from the five stations. As far as governance on the affiliates, I think that there has to be some input from the affiliates director. I don't think you want to, because there's been some talk of opening up the affiliates to a number of people from LSBs, and I think that LSBs should have a member on the affiliates because the stations are affiliates as well as all the other affiliates. We're all affiliates, and but we don't want to make these large committees that don't get anything done. We want to make sure that people are productive, and so there needs to be some way that if you don't make meetings, that we move on and we continue to, you know, we don't have to have a quorum and a task force to be able to continue to move ahead. There are other governance problems with Pacifica in general, and I'm not sure, I think it's a longer discussion, and I'm not sure which ones are passable or not. I think we have to try to sometimes move with baby steps, but we need to move to make this organization stronger and a little bit more efficient. I've been on here a year, and I think people will agree that it's been somewhat inefficient and maybe that's because of the wielding size that we have. As far as technology goes, yeah, digital will play a big part. I'm not a big fan of digital, to tell you the truth, because the costs involved being affiliates, those are costs, but there are a number of affiliates that have done it, and I would lean to talking to them about how to do it. Sure, it would help in a large market like Los Angeles where you could have a digital channel for Latinos, but I think there are costs involved because you'll need to apply for grants to the CPB to get maybe free digital radio. Stations have done that. There have been grants given out so you can give digital radios to your community. We'd have to look into that because you don't want to go digital to a audience that doesn't have digital radio.
Right, exactly.
Radio has not taken off. So
yeah, it's like the old days. People sometimes forget that when Pacific was founded, they gave out free, I think, or for $5, FM stations because FM was the new broadcast. So you to be a subscriber, you had to have a FM receiver.
There is an affordable radio, digital radio, that just came out this last month that people are looking at as using that for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next person like to ask David a question? Is there someone else who'd like to be on the stack? Hello? All right. Sean, how much time do we have left?
7 minutes and 38 seconds.
Would you like to say anything else, Dave?
I'd like to say anything else.
Yeah.
Well, the challenge, you know, we've got to, I think we need a retreat with the new board. Whoever the new board comes in, I think we need to set some time aside where we get to know each other and we each tell our stories. Telling your story and sharing your story with other people allows you to empathize with them and become a better listener. And I wish we had had that when I came on the board. I think we need to spend a little time doing that. Then we can understand where people are come from. I don't think we're politically that different. I think we just tend to shut down the other side a lot of the time. And I think a retreat would help us agree to disagree. And I want to just thank everyone again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dave. If there's any, if there are any other questions, please speak now. If I don't hear anyone, we will end this section of the agenda and move on. Going once, going twice, going.
This is Rico. I don't really have a question, but I did want to say that it has been a pleasure serving with Dave.
Thanks.
And I do think that he's got some good ideas. And in respect to the retreat, I've never been one really for the retreat. But I think if we're ever going to have one, the time to have one is in the beginning, before sides start becoming so upset. That might prevent that from happening. So if a retreat were to be announced, then I think definitely sooner than later.
Thanks, Rico.
Grace?
Yes.
This is Andrea.
Yes.
David, it was really good working with you on the personnel committee. I felt like we accomplished. Yeah, I really did. You were a level head. I thought that we accomplished a lot with civility and tried to move the PMB forward. So I really enjoyed working with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Luzette.
Okay, Luzette, go ahead.
Dave, I have enjoyed working with you. It's good to meet people like you, and I hope you get back on the board, and you won't miss me as much as I miss you.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Luzette. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right. Since there are no other questions or comments, we'll move on. Thank you very much, Dave. And
you're welcome.
The next thing on the agenda is an item about WPFW and the status of PMB directors Billy Ray Edwards and Luzette King.
Grace?
Yes.
Well, it's not part of this agenda item, maybe kind of laying out what the process is going to be for voting for affiliates directors. First, I'd like to know, is Afia going to join the call tonight? Are we going to hear from her at all, or is she waiving her right to an interview?
Afia is doing is at a conference. She's traveling currently. She told me last night that she'd try to be on at least part of this call. She's going to be flying. She has a flight on Sunday night. So I think
she won't be here then either.
No, I don't think so. So I don't think she's necessarily waiving her right.
When we first started talking about this in the coordinating committee, it was her that felt that it wasn't maybe necessary for her, for the incumbents to talk, but she didn't want to speak for David. Now, that may have changed by now, but if she can't be here either tonight or Sunday night, I just wanted to remind everybody that we have noticed, I mean, really, we should start the voting process now, but when I read the bylaws, it says after 30 days' notice in December, there would be this ballot. And so I noticed a meeting for the 20th of December. And so that will, I guess we'll start voting then, but we need to get this done so that we get this person elected in time to get a reasonable flight to the meeting in January and all that stuff. So that was when I noticed the meeting for December 20th, the Sunday after this.
Point of information,
okay.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
On that question about who could attend what days, I believe Afia said she couldn't do it today because she's traveling, but that she could probably be here Sunday.
No, I just spoke with her last night. She's going to be
on a
flight Sunday night. She may be on this call a little later, though. If someone would like to give her a call, we can decide to let her have her 20-minute interview anytime she comes on and she's able to come on this call tonight. As I'm chairing, I won't be able to do it myself, but if someone else can give her a call on her cell phone, I think she probably could make it sometime tonight.
Point of information?
Yes.
I need some clarification on what is going to go down on December 20th, because we are so close to the holidays, and I am... My personal life is being impinged upon so much. I need to know specifically what we're going to be doing on the 20th, because I'm going to have an outraged girlfriend.
All right. Wendy, why don't you outline the process a little more? Have we decided whether we're going to vote by email or snail mail? Is the deadline the 20th? Let's set it all out now.
No, the deadline isn't the 20th. I don't have this in front of me. I'm going to try and grab it while we're talking. But it just says after 30 days' notice, then the board will vote. And I'm gonna look it up while we're talking. But what I would really like to propose that we vote by email. We seem to think it was okay for the executive director vote, which is a hugely important vote. I have heard that there's some objections and some people would like to do this ballot by mail-in ballot. I think that George had a comment about what the bylaws actually say. I don't know if he has it in front of him, but let me just quit talking and find it.
Okay.
If you want to talk about something else, I'll look for it and come back to it.
Well, we have a pretty heavy item next.
You don't want to break that up in the middle.
Yeah. So do you want to put forward a
point of information? Point of information, Madam Chair? Can Wendy, did Afia contact her personally to tell her whether she was going to be here or not?
I don't understand. Can you ask that question again?
Yeah. Is Wendy on the line?
Yes.
Did Afia contact you at all?
No, I don't know anything about whether she can be here tonight or if she wants to be interviewed or anything like that. I was just talking about on a meeting with the coordinating committee. It was almost a month ago now. So At that time, she didn't care, but she might now.
On the last call, I believe she did indicate that she wanted to be interviewed. If someone can please, Wendy, can you possibly call her after we're done? After we're done with this agenda item, and what are you looking up? Did you want to put forward a motion that we vote by email on this?
Yeah, I was just, but I wanted to motivate it by reading what the bylaws say, and it's just taking me a minute to find it. I'm sorry, I wasn't ready with that.
Okay, let's just give Wendy a minute to.
Other people could look too.
And then,
where's George on this? Maybe he can help.
I have to look it up too.
My computer's just being really slow. That's all. I'm in the right place.
George, I'm going to be asking you also to speak to the next agenda item about the WPFW, as you did such a comprehensive examination of that whole situation. So please be prepared for that while we're waiting for Wendy and you to look up this bylaws section. Anyone else can look it up and speak up if they have it in front of them.
I'm pulling it up on the computer right now.
Okay.
Okay, it says, for election of affiliates directors, section 4, I don't know which article it is. As the first order of business, and given 30 days advance notice at the board meeting in December, each year, the directors present and voting, excluding any then current affiliate or at-large directors from the vote, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted, blah, 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 using single transferable vote. And then it talks about how long they will serve and when they're seated. But anyway, it says the directors present and voting, excluding the directors themselves, any affiliate directors, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two. As a first order of business, given 30 days advance notice at the board meeting in December each year, the directors present and voting shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two directors, affiliate directors. So, we have to wait until that meeting, which sounds ridiculous. And then the directors present and voting there shall establish a protocol and shall elect two.
Okay. So, Wendy, would you like to make a motion now that we can then ratify at that meeting? Well, I mean, it would
That's
be a
stupid.
Special rule. I mean, making the protocol at that meeting.
I know.
Read
that
section again. It doesn't make any sense. You have to
it
make,
doesn't
you have
make
to
any
make...
sense, and I'm so mad because we just changed the bylaws on this affiliates election, and it's just, like, so stupid to have it read this stupid. Okay.
Sounds like a challenger at KPFA.
As the first order of business, and given 30 days advance notice at the board meeting in December each year, the directors present voting shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two affiliate directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations using the single transferable voting method. That's really all it says. And I'll tell you all, it's been done by snail mail ballots. It's been done by email ballots.
I move that we vote by email for the selection of the affiliate directors.
I'm seconding that.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Yes, I second.
Rico,
okay.
Second.
Okay, so let's have some discussion. Do we want to give a time for discussion? How about 10 minutes for discussion of this item? Is that can somebody suggest a time?
Someone did. Someone said 10 minutes.
Okay, good. Is there any objection to giving 10 minutes to this item? Hearing none. Who would like to be on the SAC? I don't. I'm sorry.
I heard Bonnie.
I heard Bonnie. Go ahead.
I would like to put forward that we vote by snail mail. We are electing two directors to the national board. I believe that it is honorable to allow people confidentiality in their voting. And I believe that snail mail is the best possible process for us to be able to do that. I know that we did something different in the vote on executive director because we had a member who asked if we would so that he or she would be able to vote in that they weren't going to be available to vote in any other way, in that we needed to get that done right then. I believe that we have plenty of time to do a snail mail vote and still have this person, the two people elected, before most of the LSBs have chosen their national board representative. If we do this carefully, and I would like to put forward that we do it by having the ballot sent to the national office and having someone in the national office, hopefully someone is agreeable, deal with the mechanics of taking those ballots in.
Second.
Madam Chair,
was there a second to Bonnie's motion?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, sorry. All right, so that's basically a substitute motion. We can have discussion on that substitute motion.
Sure.
Madam, somebody, was that Susan who wanted to speak to it, or Sandra, or who was that?
Rico to the staff.
Sean to the staff.
Okay, earlier two people spoke to it. Was that Susan? Sandra? Anyway, whatever. Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, with respect, I think that, I mean, that we now do banking over the internet. So I think it has been established as a safe way of communicating and transferring information. And if the concern is that there's confidentiality, maybe instead of sending it to all, if it's sent to one specific address, then that might at least get rid of that worry. And just so someone can easily forward a ballot if they choose to, they could also take snail mail and copy that as well. So I think if someone wants to get it out there, they're going to get it out there anyway. So let's save a tree.
Back.
Okay. Sean is next.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say if it's good enough for the ED to election, then it's good enough for the affiliate election. And I know that there were concerns raised by members of this board because the last time they did a snail mail election, there was some alleged chicanery. And I hope that we can avoid that and just do this in the most simple, straight-ahead way. And whoever we send the ballots to, I hope would be a trusted person on this board. I would prefer the secretary or Mr. Ross because he understands STV voting. And that we go from there, quick and efficient. Thank you.
Okay, Luzette is next.
I think we better be careful at this time of the year where we have the Christmas package and every other package going through. At the best of times, mails are not, reliable. And I think if I were to choose between reliability and, was it confidentiality, I would go for reliability. And as for confidentiality, as somebody said, if it's good for the ED, I see no reason why it's not good for electing the affiliates.
Thank you, Lizette. Next is Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I think the issue seems to be confidentiality, and whether we send it to the secretary or to someone in the national office, I do think at least one other person should be present at the counting and the tallying.
Of course.
That should not be a person on this board. It should be someone unrelated, perhaps not even on an LSB, if that's what we're concerned about. But I see no reason not to send these ballots to our secretary. I think that's our best guarantee of confidentiality. So I would move for the internet voting. Thank you.
Okay. How much time do we have left, Sean?
We have 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
Okay. So we're on discussing these
Jamie?
Two. Go ahead,
Madam
Jamie.
Sandra.
Okay. Jamie and then Sandra.
Yeah, as far as confidentiality goes, my understanding is mail is more, regular mail is more confidential because you can put your ballot inside a blank envelope.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that it, Jamie?
That's it.
All right. Sandra?
And then Wendy. I was trying to second Bonnie's with an addendum that stated that there would be no write-in candidates for the affiliate director positions. That was a concern last year, and I would just want to stipulate that whether we do each ballot or snail mail ballots, the vote stipulates that there are no write-in ballots. Thanks.
All right. Well, that's an amendment. A second amendment is acceptable. Is there a second to Sandra's amendment?
And Sue,
that's Rico.
Okay.
We're
almost out of time. How much time do we have, Sean? Sean?
He said 4 minutes, 3 minutes ago. I mean, 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone who'd like
Wendy?
Okay,
Dave,
let's fill
in on the stack, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay, I would just like to point out that the bylaws are really clear about all the hoops that people have to jump through to be able to be an affiliates candidate, and so it wouldn't make any sense to write in somebody who hadn't been through all that. We did that last year, and they weren't seated, and so I would hope that people wouldn't waste their vote and cause a confrontation for the PNB that's unnecessary. As far as, I just want to remind people about affiliates. Like, we used to have, when the bylaws were written, affiliates directors were seated in March. We did go through a bylaws process that changed it to have them seated at the same time as the rest of the PNB. But do understand that this is one vote that the PNB actually votes for, has control over, and it would make sense to not vote for these candidates before. Well, here's all I mean is that it would make sense to me, like, let's just pretend that the other three stations five stations were having their elections. Well, they can't do it until January, but this is one. This isn't even going to make any sense. But these candidates we could vote for after seeing who is elected at the other stations. That's all I'm trying to say is it may make sense sometimes to, if you have five great candidates, to pick them after you see who else is elected on the other board. So that I can't make it fit into this to make any sense, but I like the, go ahead. Somebody, maybe, I don't want to take up all the time.
Okay, we're now out of time.
Let's vote on
Sandra's amendment, which is that there be no write-in ballots accepted.
Chair, we have about a minute left, and I would like to slightly amend the amendment to say if
Only two amendments are allowed on each.
Excuse me. You can amend an amendment, and I think we should not allow any write-ins.
Sean, it's out of order. There's a main motion and two amendments.
I thought there was one amendment. I apologize.
No, there are two. There's Bonnie's substitute motion, which is basically an amendment, and a second amendment. So,
I apologize. It's my mistake. I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. So now we need to vote on Sandra's amendment that no write-in candidates be allowed.
Point of information, is that for both the internet election or the mail-in election, am I correct?
It amends the main motion.
Thank you.
All right. Richard, why don't we take a roll call vote on Sandra's amendment?
Were there any objections?
Yeah. Are there any objections to Sandra's amendment? Hearing none, that passes. There will be no write-in candidates in this affiliate director election. Okay, now we have Bonnie's substitute amendment, which is to have this vote be done by snail mail. Is there any objection to Bonnie's substitute?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't we go to a roll call vote on Bonnie's substitute amendment.
Point of information. This is Jamie.
Substitute motion. Yes, Jamie.
Does her motion include language about where it would be mailed, or is it just that it be by snail mail?
I think she suggested that it be mailed to the national office. Is that part of your substitute motion, Bonnie?
I will make my motion for simplicity, although I hope that if it passes, we will discuss a method so that there's no confusion. But for simplicity, I will make it that the election for affiliate directors to the P&B be conducted as a snail mail election using the double envelope system.
Okay.
Thank you.
Point of information, Carolyn here.
All right. We're in the middle. Okay. We're actually in the middle of a vote, aren't we? We're out of time.
Well, we haven't. Yeah, we're out of time, but we haven't taken the vote on
so,
the.
So there were objections, and.
I have a point of information, though. I wanted to ask Bonnie.
Go ahead.
Would Bonnie's amendment or motion have any way of safeguarding against people's city of origin or zip code being hidden? In order to maintain confidentiality?
But the double envelope system is that you vote for the affiliate directors that you choose, ranking them 1 and 2, put that piece of paper in a blank envelope, put that blank envelope in another envelope, which has...
I understand the system, but I'm sorry
then,
to quite sure
and then
yeah,
when the person receiving them gets them, they strip the initial envelope off, and they have 20 unopened blank envelopes.
So it depends on the stripping.
So there is no.
That was
my question. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, but no,
okay,
there is.
Okay,
that is not
here. Okay, everyone understands now.
No, that's not a fail-proof system. If I use a small white envelope.
Sixth grade, you're not
out of order.
Okay.
This out of order.
We basically understand the ramifications of this, Sean, I think everyone gets it. We're going to take a roll call vote on this substitute motion. Richard, can you please take the roll call vote?
Okay, this is for U.S. This is for the U.S. Mail. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Nia. Okay.
Yes.
I got you. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis, can't hear you. Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Kathy says no.
Okay, Kathy, got you. Jim Brown? Jim?
Yes, Jim Brown says yes.
Okay. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Suzette King?
No.
Delray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Tia Wangaza? Terry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez? Can't hear you, Joe. Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford? Leslie? Are you here, Leslie? Rico Ross?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rollin?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young?
Yep.
There are nine yeses and nine noes.
Okay, I will vote no to break the tie. Anyway, I don't need to vote no, actually. The motion fails. So we're back to the main motion.
I counted eight noes.
I counted
there's nine.
Nine to nine.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, so we're the motion
and
fails.
Back to if that was AC, your vote was yes.
Could we have a recount on the vote, please?
No.
I'm gonna ask you, Lissette.
No,
I
asked
the board if they could have a recount on the
come to order, Lissette.
Okay. All right. Let's just do a recount on the vote because it'll take us longer to decide whether we should or not. Richard, you want to recount it? You want to go through it again?
Not really, but I'll do it. Sherry Gindelman?
Vote yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wenzala? Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien.
Point of order.
Sean.
Point of order. Hello?
Yes.
This isn't a recount. This is a new vote.
We're not taking a new vote. We're just
Richard has to read off who voted for what and
verify it. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm a little confused.
We're just supposed to be voting exactly the same way. Richard, why don't you call off who voted yes, who voted no?
Okay. Those voting yes, Sherry Gindelman, Bonnie Simmons, Andrea Turner, Sandra Rollin, Susan Young, Nia Bediako, Jamie Ross, Jim Brown, and A.C. Burr. Those voting no, Sean O'Brien, Rico Ross, George Ryder, Wendy Srell, Carolyn Burden, Kathy Davis, Lizette King, Billy Ray Edwards, Dave Beaton.
I heard her.
Yes. Okay, so the motion fails. Now we're going to go to a vote on the main motion, which is the main motion is to have the vote be done by email. It was put forward by Wendy.
By Sean.
Oh, Sean, sorry.
No, and I'm happy to give Wendy credit.
Well, Wendy had actually mentioned it earlier.
Yes, she had.
You're right.
I want to
you
give
put
her
the
full
motion
credit.
Forward. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
By email. Okay, by email. Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
Same.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Rico Ross.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't call Joe Wenzala's name in case he came back. Joe.
Never here.
George Wright. What?
Come on,
keep the talking down, folks. Let's keep the talking down. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rollin.
Yes.
Wendy Srell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
I think that was yes. I can't understand you very good. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Bediako. I got you. Nia Bediako. Thank you.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yeah.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Jim Brown.
Abstain.
A.C. Bird.
Abstain.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Yes.
Dave Beaton.
Yes.
Fia Wangaza. Okay, that's
I 11. Believe one person passed. Was that Sherry who passed?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe
no,
Bonnie.
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 Got it. Bonnie.
Yes. I'll vote no.
Okay. Sorry, Bonnie. That was 11 to 3 to 4.
I have, excuse me, I have 10 to 4 to 3.
Okay, I think the vote in question is Andrea Turner's vote. I couldn't tell whether...
Andrea abstained. The vote is 11 to 3 to 4.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Point of information?
Yes.
To whom will our email votes be going, and will we be putting out a list of who voted which way, as was done with the executive director?
Okay, if we want to go over the procedure tonight, we'll have to extend time for this agenda item.
This is Wendy. I moved it to extend 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes so that we can iron out how this is done?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah, please.
Well, I mean, the bylaws say that we establish a protocol on the 20th. If what we could do is, now that we've already decided we're going to do it by email, we could talk about the procedure and put it forth on the 20th.
Thank you.
Can we go over it also in the coordinating committee and bring a suggestion from the coordinating committee?
There's a meeting coming up?
Well, I hope so.
I forget.
Monday.
I'm the chair. Okay. the coordinating committee. But yeah, I don't think we need to do it tonight.
Okay. So is there any
point of information? Point of information.
Yes,
and I've tried to find out what the coordinating committee does, but Wendy won't tell me either.
Yeah, it's a
secret. however you counted the ED vote, please count these that way so I don't have to do it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, there's a coordinating committee meeting on Monday.
Okay, very good. So is there any objection? Wendy is suggesting we postpone consideration of the protocol of how we do the email voting until the 20th with advice from the coordinating committee. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to that postponement? Hearing none, that passes, and we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is station WPFW and the status of PNB directors Billy Ray Edwards and Lizette King. I believe A.C. Bird wished that to be on the agenda, so I would recognize A.C. first and then George Ryder second, because George analyzed this whole situation. So, A.C., you want to explain why you wanted to have this on the agenda?
Oh, yes. I think it would be best for Tim, since he has the letter. Tim, you have the information that was sent forward?
Which letter? What are you talking about?
Jim sent the letter forward to spell out the basis on which we made that decision. So I was asking him if he had that, and he could write what it is.
Okay. AC?
Yeah,
Jim.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, you said the letter that does what now? I'm not concerned. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
She was about the minute.
Oh, the minutes that came out. Yes.
The reconstructed minutes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That set forth the bylaws and all other relevant.
The question was regarding. The question was whether we did it properly in the meeting that we had, and I sent the minutes to show exactly what happened. We actually had a ballot vote, and at the time of the vote, we have 23 members on our board. And participating in the election was 17 people.